Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The Burt Show.
Abby, you want to give singles a pat on the back. You know, some people just don't understand how hard it is out there.
Yeah, I do. So over the weekend, I had posted this TikTok that had really resonated with me and a lot of my single girlfriends. And so I decided, you know what? I have a lot of single girls that follow me. I'm going to share it and see if it resonates with them as well. And to my surprise, my DMs flooded after I posted it. Every DM that I opened was the same remark of, oh my gosh, this hit me right where it hurts. This is exactly how I feel. I wish people that have been out of the single game for a long time could acknowledge some of the struggle that comes with being a single person out in the world and not having a partner to rely on. So I'll share the clip with you, and then I will continue to talk about why it just really hits so hard with singles.
This one's for all the single girls out there, because we don't hear this nearly enough. If you're going to work every day, then coming home and cleaning your own house, cooking your own meals, paying your own bills, I want you to know how proud of you I am. No partner to split rent with, or to bring you coffee in bed, or cook dinner for you when you've had a horrible work day, or build furniture together, or remind you that you did, in fact, blow that candle out. I know so many women who have jumped from relationship to relationship, never truly stopping to be single for any extended period of time. And I think it's because of fear, but they'll also never know how rewarding it is.
I got very distracted by the saxophone.
I know, right?
I promise being a single girl does not come with a jazz quartet. There is not a saxophonist following me around my apartment. But this video is like this girl, you know, she's trying to have one of those aesthetic type of cleaning videos where she's tidying up her little apartment and she's cooking dinner for herself. And it makes it almost romanticizes how it would look to be single. But really, it's like me at 2 a.m. on a Saturday eating Ben and Jerry's. Like, it's not cute. But I was listening to this and it really hit with me, especially this week, because I've had so many small instances of being like, oh crap moments. Like, I'm out here by myself, and if this had actually happened, I would be screwed because I'm out by myself. So a couple of things that had happened was, like, I had like pulled a muscle and I literally couldn't walk in my apartment for like a good solid 5 minutes. And I thought, shoot, out here by myself, no one here to support me. When I was in the cold plunge earlier this week and I thought I was going to drown, I thought, shoot, out here by myself, no one out here to pick me up if I fall. And I kind of just feel like that all the time. And I know so many of my single girlfriends feel that way, just in the small moments of, like, when you come home from work and you're starving and there's nothing but like unbaked chicken and a bag of salad in the fridge. And not only are you sitting in your apartment by yourself alone, I'm making it sound horrible, but it's not that.
Mo is thinking this is glorious.
Yeah, my single experience has been very different than I think most people's single experience. I enjoyed being single so much that I'm struggling to transition into being in a relationship.
And like, she doesn't even live in the same city.
And it's still a struggle. I still don't feel like I have enough space to myself.
Baby, I need a little more space. I know you're in New York right now, but can you move to Maine?
Yes. A little more distance, please.
Why not move across the ocean? Like, what's keeping her back from going to Europe?
A boat, probably. That's it.
But I just had so many people feeling the exact same way of, like, you have to do so much for yourself all the time and nobody recognizes the small moments that you constantly have to, like, domestic labor is for real. Like, we've talked about that on the show before about how that's like a complete job in itself. And so really, like, you go to your job, work from 9 to 5 or whatever your hours are, and then you come home and you have your own job of taking care of yourself, maybe your cat, like me, and your apartment and feeding yourself. It's like having two full-time jobs.
And there's no part of you that loves that.
There's a part of me that loves being alone, but it does get a little exhausting. Like, I'm an introvert, so I like being by myself. I don't have a problem coming home to an empty apartment sometimes, but
sometimes it would be nice to walk through the door and have somebody ask you how your day is. Someone be like, oh, I picked up dinner for us. Because you really are out here doing everything for you.
It doesn't bother you to be alone, but occasionally it feels lonely.
It feels a little lonely, and it does, I think, add to just kind of the everyday exhaustion of your responsibilities and the work, because there's nobody out here really supporting you. Like, mm-hmm. you have to do everything. And sometimes there's a freedom in that, but sometimes it really is like... Sometimes it would just be nice to have a man to ask me how my day is and to ask me if I want to go get dinner. So I think a lot of women out there felt the exact same way when I shared this, because mm-hmm. every message that I got said, you know, it would be really nice. So I almost feel like we should all form some kind of like commune uh-huh. where we all just rotate being partners for each other.
Did you see the girlfriends who did that?
No.
What,
yes. There are like, I think like 6 girlfriends or something like that. And they bought this, they all went in together, bought this huge house, and they have like their little girlfriend commune compound.
What?
And they each have different days that they're responsible for a dinner. So they do that cooking for that night for everybody, and they alternate like responsibilities. But it's just like 6 girlfriends living the dream in their girlfriend house.
Really?
I have a friend of a friend who they both went through, she went through a divorce, and her best friend went through a divorce. So they took their kids and moved in together.
Oh my gosh. This is like a Barbie dream house.
Really? Takes a village for sure.
Yeah, not a relationship. Yeah. They're just best friends, but they're like, you know what? We know each other the best. Our kids are friends. This didn't work out, so we're going to be each other's, village, essentially. Mm-hmm.
Well, if you have a good credit score, hit me up. We can go in on a house together.
The Burt Show.